This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. and South Korean militaries are considering a reduction in training exercises on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea struggles to contain a coronavirus outbreak. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States and South Korean militaries are considering a reduction in training exercises on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea struggles to contain a coronavirus outbreak. Esper told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that he and his South Korean counterpart are considering scaling back command post training due to concerns about the coronavirus. 13 members of South Korea's armed forces have tested positive for coronavirus. Members of the armed forces are also facing canceled vacations and restricted movement while the disease is spreading. The number of coronavirus cases has jumped to 833 in South Korea, and the death toll has risen to 7. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Trump administration is putting together an urgent budget request to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The administration's already tapped into an emergency infectious disease rapid response fund and looked to transfer money from other accounts to fight the virus. A senior administration official says the White House will likely request more money this week. And while spokesman Hogan Gidley would not confirm that.
We have aggressively worked to combat the spread of this virus. Tried to prevent it as best we could from coming into this country.
House Democrats want the Health and Human Services Department to request money for speeding vaccine development, boosting lab capacity, and beefing up entry point screenings, though the White House is unlikely to approve all the money the department wants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
India's Prime Minister and President met President Donald Trump on a red carpet Tuesday as they hosted him for a welcome ceremony at the presidential palace in New Delhi. Ceremony was part of a busy second and final day for the